ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ஸ்ரீரமணாயா. பகவான் இஸ் மை பிரத். 1969 June 29th, நியூ யார்க் சிட்டி. பகவான் இஸ் மை பிரத். த கிரேட் குரு அருணாச்சல சிவ பகவான் ஸ்ரீரமண மகர்ஷி இஸ் த வெரி பேசிஸ் ஆஃப் மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இட் இஸ் ஹீ ஹூ ஹஸ் பிராட் மீ இன் டு திஸ் பாடி. இட் இஸ் ஹீ who has carried me so far on the road to the holy hill of the beacon light. It is he who inheres in the inmost recesses of my heart. It is he who holds me by the hand and takes me onward to abide in his holy feet. From the time this body was brought into the present existence, Bhagavan has all along been instilling in me the awareness to realize the self. That is how, all these years, whatever has happened in my life and whatever paths and roads I have been inspired to tread, I have been an instrument of his will. I know it, I feel it, I realize that nothing can move without the will of Bhagavan. At this very moment, I experience in my heart that Bhagavan is the very breath in me. Otherwise, how could it be possible to subsist and survive in the midst of tests and temptations that seem to crowd upon me at all hours of waking and dreaming? The world that is seen by the average eye is a totally different world than the one into which Arunachala Ramana has led me. In the cavity of my heart, the world of Bhagavan abides all the time, and I am drawn into it to drink deep the nectar that flows from the Lord, Ramana Arunachala. Years have been growing on me, and outsiders have been wondering about the direction I have taken. But who am I to unravel the riddle that seems to surround my life of devotion and dedication to Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi? Whenever the clouds of stress and strain begin to press themselves on me, I call upon Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, and then and there I find myself elevated to the plane beyond time and space. Bhagavan is the greatest wealth in my life, and if I could continue to cling to his lotus feet, what is there on earth which would stand in my way of self-realization? Bhagavan has already given me so much peace and happiness that I am always inspired to keep trudging along to the hill of the holy beacon. In the light of Bhagavan's teaching, all the teachings of the world eventually merge into the heart. Bhagavan's is the direct path, and with a little practice, devotion, and dedication, the deep significance of Ramana Arunachala's teaching will begin to dawn in our lives. The most essential requisite for this is the constant and regular practice as enjoined by Lord Arunachaleshwara Ramana. How can we know the taste of water without drinking it? That is the predicament of most of us who would like to be convinced of the importance of water without partaking of a few drops. The practice has to be undertaken assiduously, and the result is peace and happiness. With Bhagavan's grace and blessings, I remain immersed in him most of the time. I say most of the time and not all the time, as there are moments when ego and ignorance envelop me and I feel momentarily distracted. But no sooner the dark clouds melt away, the dazzling sun of Arunachala in my heart begins to shine in all its splendor and glory, and I awaken to the consciousness that Bhagavan is my very breath. This is the experience that Bhagavan gives me every day. The other day, an Indian devotee said, "There are thousands of people who must have seen Bhagavan in the body, but his teaching was not imbibed by all of them." Hence, it is not necessary to have seen him in the body. He is present here, right now. These words carry a great deal of meaning for me, as I have all along experienced that Bhagavan did not enable me to go to Tiruvannamalai when he tenanted the body, because he bestowed on me the great gift of experiencing his presence wherever I am and whatever may be the circumstances in which I am serving my Guru, God, and grace, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. Bhagavan brought me into this world to work out my destiny, so I may be released from the shackles of birth and death. Decades have passed, and I have been trudging all these years towards the holy hill of Arunachala. But the holy hill is right in the cavity of my heart, and the more I chant and meditate, the more Bhagavan's teaching becomes a reality for me. That is why I say, Bhagavan is present within me here, there, and everywhere. If we simply turn to the self in the heart, we shall experience peace and bliss. But the externalization of the mind is so strong and so steeped in the mire of the sense objects that it requires a great deal of scrubbing before the stains can be washed away and the heart cleansed. This process of washing away the dirt of the mind is achieved if we withdraw our senses from external objects and focus our attention on the interior of the heart. In the beginning, the practice may seem hard, but given time and regular practice, all inherent tendencies begin to be shed and in their place calm and quiet settle, and one is able to abide in the self. All the splendor of life takes on an entirely different hue, and the restlessness of the mind is transformed into such placidity that needs no elaboration. Once peace has settled and the mind stabilized in the heart, the river has already run its course and flowed into the sea. The sea of peace and happiness towards which the entire creation has been marching relentlessly. It is in the course of this march that we get caught up in diverse desires and objects, making it difficult for us to disentangle ourselves from the thorns and bushes and resume the march to our goal. The material objects of the world could be turned into stepping stones to achieve the goal if we realize that the self pervades each and all animate and inanimate things on earth. We have to acquire that inner eye which sees the divine in all things and at all times. Bhagavan's grace is very necessary for the achievement of the placidity of the mind, and for this we have to strive strenuously and tirelessly till the veils of ego and ignorance have lifted from our hearts and we are able to abide in peace and bliss. What could be greater than abidance of the self in the heart? And Bhagavan has given me that. It is now up to me to avail of the golden opportunity and keep on meditating on him in the heart. The trials and tribulations caused by financial and family problems are there to test my mettle, but I cannot tide over these difficulties without the grace and blessings of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. In his infinite mercy, he has taken away all the burdens from my shoulders, and what is left is the inherence in him in the heart. This is the experience which enables me to declare that Bhagavan is my breath. Bhagavan is there to look after me and help me to work out the destiny that has been ordained upon the body. How can I express what is inexpressible and indescribable. With the passage of time, I feel like having more silence than spoken words. In the company of the devoted ones, Bhagavan enables me to share his teaching, and nothing is said or even mentioned which has not been experienced by me by Bhagavan's grace. No doubt, I am a wayfarer in the true sense of the term. Nevertheless, Bhagavan has given me the responsibility of looking after a family. Whatever privations my family may have to suffer, I take it that everything comes from Bhagavan. He is the ever-kind and compassionate, and we simply have to cling to him under all conditions. I am sailing on the open sea with a single raft of Bhagavan's name, and day in and day out I call upon him in the heart to look after me so that the onslaughts of the ego and ignorance do not deflect me from the path to Arunachala. No doubt I find myself surrounded by those who look upon worldly gains as the only criterion of success. But happiness does not come from external things. Sooner or later, everyone has to turn to the heart to find a resting place for himself. And this can be done by turning to Bhagavan and carrying out his will. What is badly needed is faith in Bhagavan, and he will look after our needs. Faith cannot come easily if we don't spend time in meditation and prayer. Meditation is the essential force to unlock the door of the heart. The path to the self is strewn with many thorns. None can reach it without undergoing privations or penances. If the life of an aspirant were a bed of roses, would there be anyone in the world who lagged behind in one's ambition to reach the goal of self-realization? Before a building is erected, the mason sees to it that its foundation has securely been laid so that the weight of the building is borne by it. In the same manner, the aspirant has to undergo several disciplines to lay a secure foundation. Bhagavan has handed to me the wayfarer's bowl, with which I must go into the wide world and beg for aid and assistance on the march to the self. Since I am simply an instrument of Bhagavan's will, I should under no circumstances lose sight of my being a tool in the hands of Lord Arunachala. So long as the name of Arunachala remains enshrined in my heart, no amount of suffering and pain would be able to deflect me from abiding in the holy hill of the beacon light. Self-awareness at all times is a single trait which must be continually renewed, remembered, and re-established in the inmost recesses of the heart. Once this has been achieved, the divine grace descends on the devotee. My life has been specifically meant for the service of Ramana Arunachala, and for this I must strive strenuously with every breath of my life and move towards the holy peaks of the sacred Arunachala. I am filled with the love and affection that flow to my heart from the holy hill of the beacon light, which is the breath that sustains me every minute of my existence. Whatever privations and penances I may have to undergo, every step is meant for my elevation to the tower of grace, glory, and grandeur of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. I know the worldly problems are staring me in the face and pushing me away from the path to Arunachala. But I can't forget that my life is in the hands of the great Guru Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, and I needn't harbor any fear. At this stage, I am reminded of the famous couplet of the Shaivite sage Jnanasambandar. It begins thus, In trouble and in weakness and when pain afflicts, I seek thy feet and worship there. As soon as my mind thinks of Arunachala, there is so much peace that I am completely absorbed in it. Whatever may be the condition of my family or finances, the very remembrance of Arunachala Ramana removes every trace of pain and suffering and fills me with indescribable peace and happiness. In such a situation, how can I believe that the Lord Ramana has not been looking after me all these years? If there are privations, they are meant to burn away the dross from my life so that I would not face obstacles in reaching Arunachala. Bhagavan has been kind to me and has shown me the path which is the surest way to his holy feet. What could be a greater gift than basking in his power and glory? This wanderer and wayfarer has been singing the hymns and praises of the great Guru, God and grace, Bhagavan, Sri Ramana Maharshi. In sheer joy, I feel as light and gay as a bird, springing and sparkling like the mountain stream, brilliant and bright like the sea, sagacious and sanguine like the early dawn, green and gracious like the rain-washed grass, beaming, blooming, and blossoming like a rose, and hospitable and humble like the dust of the devotee's feet. I feel completely inebriated with the wine of my devotion to the Lord Ramana's holy feet. I am submerged in that ocean of illumination and irradiation which has no room for darkness. I am saturated to the nth degree with Bhagavan's holy name, and all the sail of my lifeboat is set for Arunachala. I live in Bhagavan, think in Bhagavan, dream in Bhagavan, sleep in Bhagavan, work in Bhagavan, eat in Bhagavan, breathe in Bhagavan, and exist in Bhagavan. If we simply concentrate our attention on the inhalation and exhalation of our breath regularly for a few minutes daily, we shall find ourselves committed to the practice of meditation in the heart. This is why it is called the direct path. What is required is for the aspirant to meditate in the heart by watching the incoming and outgoing of the breath. When we chant a prayer or repeat a mantra loudly, we should watch the source of the sound, and soon it would become clear that the sound arises from the heart, and with constant practice, the sound takes us to the heart, and peace and bliss flow into our lives. This is a simple method which could be easily adopted by anyone, anywhere. The mind begins to abide in the heart, and the ego is automatically rooted out. Bhagavan's teaching is so simple and direct that it does not involve the arduous task of reading a library of books just to find the source of our existence. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.